Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Cheryl Thaxton, for Phase of Life, the process of there. Thank you so much for joining me today as we walk through 15 minutes of empowerment, and we are encouraged in the Word of God. This program is a process of there. It is a walk of faith where we walk in our everyday life and experience the power of God. Line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. It is not something that you can plan out, but it is something where you have learned and you are learning how to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this place of growing is a place of maturity and our spiritual walk and our spiritual growth. And as we do, we see God demonstrate His power. We see Him demonstrate His word, His authority over our lives. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, not seeing them as someone that's just out there, you know, that God has chosen as just unique, because God uses everyday, ordinary people, unlikely candidates, people that other folks would never choose, but He so loved us that He gave Himself and He saved us and He delivered us. He's saving us from not only the world and circumstances, but even ourselves. And as He's saving us and moving us from these heights and these levels in Him, and we're allowing the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in us, and we're seeing it move in our life as we shift level to level in the Lord, we understand what it is to understand. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, our enemy would have consumed us. We would have been destroyed. But thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. And He causes us to triumph in Him, us being the victorious people in Him, the trophy of God, as the Word says. We are the trophies of God for His glory that He uses to show off through the victory that He's already won to the world. So it's a wonderful thing, because God used unlikely people in the Bible, and He spoke a word concerning them, and the word that He spoke did not stop, did not fail, because the individual or the nation failed to do what God said, went their own way, didn't consult God, didn't trust God, sinned against God. It didn't stop the word. The word that God had spoken had to be accomplished in their life, because God can't lie and it cannot fail. There are some words that God has spoken concerning you, some things that He's said. So it cannot lie and it cannot fail. Stay in the will of God. Trust Him, even in a hard place, and watch Him be God. We're going to be encouraged today out of this scripture, Romans 15:13, and I'm going to read it out of the Living Bible. And the Living Bible says, "So I pray for you, Gentiles," put your name there, "so I pray for you, Cheryl, that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in Him. I pray that God will help you overflow with hope in Him through the Holy Spirit's power within you." There is power within us. There is life in us. There is a great authority in us that we sometimes don't recognize. But the prayer here that Paul is praying is a prayer that is moving and ushering the people into a place that they need to be ushered in within themselves, a reassurance within themselves about not only who they are, but what God is doing and has done in their life. We sometimes face challenges that try to make us feel as if what we're doing and where we're going is so far-fetched that it's impossible, but it's not impossible with God. He's the one that's going to make it happen in our lives. And we're getting to a place in this scripture that we just read that we have to understand that they're bearing one another's burdens, that you don't have to feel like you're alone. You don't have to feel like you're by yourself. That God has someone, even if you're in a church family. We need to be in a church family that is growing, that is teaching us, that is moving, because as we move and grow, that church has to move and grow and shift as well. That's where we see spiritual growth and maturity moving to the next level, because it's just not with you and God teaching you and showing you. It's also in the church, and the church that you're in must grow, must change. It cannot be stagnant, because as you grow growing, God, as you gain more knowledge, you gain more instructions, you grow in your faith, grow in your spiritual maturity. That church has to go now and encompass where you're at or over where you're at so it can pull you up to another level. So that's one of the things that we have to do. So we see here that, you know, we have to be in a church because the Bible lets us know we're not to forsake the assembling of the brethren. We're not supposed to forsake it. Your being at your house is not your church, and you don't have a pastor or a covering over. You need someone to speak into your life that God has anointed and ordained to speak into your life, to give you the revelation and the wisdom. If you're in between churches, pray for the Holy Spirit to find, help you find and lead you to the church that you need to be connected to for yourself, for your family, for your spiritual growth, for where you're going, for your destiny. There are people that God has given keys to unlock certain things in your life. Your pastor, your spiritual leader should be unlocking in you some doors of destiny, pouring you and pouring into you to the place that God has called and commanded you to go in your life, to that place, that leader. Then there are individuals that God will use to unlock doors, but we still have to have a spiritual covering. Even though I am a pastor, I still have a spiritual covering. I have a pastor who is a bishop who pours into me, and he pours into the people as well, and he has someone that pours into him. Everybody needs someone to pour into them, someone to be over them. And God is ultimately, Jesus is ultimately over the church. But we all need someone to pour into us and to give us what we need because we cannot feed ourselves. Feed us. We can get and gain things from the Word. Holy Spirit can speak to us, but we ultimately need someone to give us the life as God has revealed it to us to help us go in the direction that He's called us to. So, we see here that the brethren are bearing each other's burdens because we go through seasons where we need people to walk with us, to stand with us, to help us. And then when we're not in that season, when we need that, then we're doing that for someone else. But they're bearing one another's burdens. And Paul is praying here, and he's letting them know how they can glorify God together, that even though one might be facing something or the whole body is facing something, as we go through it with the right attitude and the right focus, with the right heart, in unity together, saying the same thing, even if we don't understand what's going on, we can trust the heart of God, knowing that even though we don't understand what's happening, God's heart, God's word for our life will not fail us. That it is so, that it is true, and He will not deny His word concerning us. So whenever we go into things as a body, as a church, or even individuals in the church, and someone else is not going there, we're glorifying God together as we go through. We're praising God together. We're believing God together. We're standing together to see the glory of God, the salvation of God, the hand of God, the move of God, the power of God. Because our faith says we expect God to do the miraculous. We expect God to do something that we have not seen. We expect God to be true to His word. We expect God to uphold us in His righteousness, to not let us fall and not let the enemy consume us. The same God that saved us and delivered us and set us free. It's the same God that's going to show Himself strong and mighty in our life. And that's what you have to understand. It is not by your own power or your own strength, but it's by the will and the word of God, the strength of God, that you're going to conquer, that you're going to triumph, because He's already conquered. He's already done it. We're walking through this thing by faith. So as we look at this, because I don't want to lose our time, I want to get to this. I want to let you understand what was going on. There is a place of glory that comes when we go through something together. We glorify God together in what we're going through because we're trusting God. We're trusting God to do exactly what He said. We're trusting God to be exactly who He said He's going to be. Glory that God reveals to us is going to come and endow us with strength to stand the test, to stand the place where we're being tried. Paul prays here because he understands that the promise that God gave was to the seed of Abraham. Jesus came to fulfill that. So there is a promise that is revealed and promise that is seen and that is evident, that is given to us, the Gentiles. That is the same promise that is given to Abraham. That is our promise. Jesus came and fulfilled it. So it's not us standing out looking at something that is not attainable. It has been attained to us through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have received it. We have We have received that which was promised through the blood of Jesus. We're not on the outside looking in. It's ours. He has given it to us through the blood of Jesus. And that's the wonderful thing. So he says here, we can rejoice because there's something that has been obtained for us. There's something that we can stand assured and know that God has done it through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he lets us know, and he's praying. He says, I want you to understand who you are. I want you to understand what has been given to you. And I'm praying for you because I want you to understand that this hope that you have now is a hope of fulfillment, of satisfaction, a hope that has accomplished something that was a fall off now that you feel and given to you, something that the enemy thought you would never have and obtain has now been purchased. And you have to reassure yourself of that when you're facing obstacles, that you're not standing and looking hopeless. You have hope because of the blood of Jesus. You have hope because of Jesus Christ. And because of that hope, because he has gone and he's conquered and he's won and he's given us victory and he's now sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, I want to come back again. He's going to come back. The word says it, and I believe it. He's going to come back again. And whether I've already gone to be with him and I'm in his presence, or whether I'm still here preaching and teaching and living the best that I can, I'm going to see him because his word says we will behold him. The world will behold him. They will see him coming down. So we have hope that other people don't understand. And our hope is not going to make us ashamed. Our hope in Jesus Christ is not going to make us ashamed. What you're believing God for, what you know he said for your life, what he's going to do in your life, is not going to make you ashamed. Do not allow the enemy or the circumstance to even make you feel that way. Go back and read the scripture over yourself and tell yourself, I have been given hope. I have been given hope, and this hope keeps me happy and full of peace. This hope does this, and I have been given an overflow of hope, and I'm getting this overflow through the Holy Spirit. Go back and remind yourself. It is not the way it seems. Don't be led by your feelings that try to lead you away from hope and work and peace and giving God glory. Stay in the place of peace. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and I'm so grateful that you've been with me through Favor Life today. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And join me tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment. God bless you.